for one name. Jews ain't slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
What's the word? People just want to see us play a little diamond ball.
Listen, I know how long you've wanted to suit up for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I can't tell if like an extremely random team or one that we like that would have better players that would be better. Not like competitors, but like older players.
I think the most random would be better. I think we should both pick out of a hat. We go to two different camps and compare experiences.
Then I end up at the Twins camp. I'm just like, boy.
It's like, I don't know about this. I don't know if I can feel Kirby Puckett's shoes.
You're at Padres camp, dropping Tony Gwynn stats. Everyone's like, I don't care at all.
Yeah, like, wow. Singles are actually really easy to hit.
I can do this. But yeah, that's the people are clamoring for it.
We'll see. We missed our deadlines for this year, but won't catch us slipping next year.
No, I mean, I need at least 9 months loosen up the old pea shooter over here. Just doing I want to get
in worse shape. I want these pictures to look as bad as possible.
You want to be playing a little third, laying down the tag?
Yeah.
That Pablo Trill
certified. Yeah. I learned from Pendleton.
Did you ever go to like baseball camp as like a youth?
No.
They make you do the best stretch ever, which is just do small arm circles. And just slightly
dead, like in practice, yeah.
Slightly larger to slightly larger. Then eventually you just
propellers.
Yeah. Then you throw it in reverse and
you just take flight.
That was the height of calisthenics at one point in this country.
Yeah, that and that rubber band on your back, just shaking your back real fast. Like
I wish I was in the pitch meeting for that thing. I don't know.
I want to be in the medicine ball into the belly meetings. Like, no, the harder you throw it, the better the workout you get.
The rubber band that you just stand on it. I can understand if there was like a treadmill that you were running on too.
Right.
But there isn't. You just fucking stand in there. And I don't know what it is about this machine, but it's like, it's one of those things like the room with all the babies in it that exists in every cartoon. It's like quicksand. Like it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen it once in my real life.
Not one time. What rubber? Well, I don't even know how to Google this.
I was going
to
say, I have no idea what it's called. It's Babe Ruth regimen. And it'll pop up.
Nope.
Any luck? No.
I typed an old-timey rubber band machine, and I can't even begin to describe what Google Images threw back in my face.
I don't even want to know. Probably some not safe for work.
That doesn't look safe.
They probably, like somebody invented, it was just a resistance band. Somebody meant it to be used how they use them now. Somebody's like, I think we tie it to two ends of a post and let it rub your back really fast. I was like, no, you're supposed, like you can do a full body workout with that. It's like, no, we just wanted to rub our backs.
All right, so this thing. Since the 1920s, vibrating slimming belts have continually popped up. I'm trying to see. So, yeah, this is just a woman standing in, like, normal, like, work clothes.
Okay, getting a good work in.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, they got a two belt.
Hmm?
This one's on the back and on the thighs. This one's jiggling to beat the band.
What happens if you just come and pass out. Is that the end of the workout?
You're just leaning back. Yeah, it's, the band's really just to catch you for when you fall after you.
Yeah, you just slide down the wall. Like, that was a great workout. I'll see you first thing in the morning.
I can't imagine what I think they were supposed to just ab belts are still a thing they try and hawk on television all the time. I think this was just the original one of that.
It probably just rubs the fat off your back, like raw. Like you go home bloody back. It's like, yep, we rubbed 4 pounds off you today, babe. He's like, I'm feeling marvelous.
Old fashioned. Oh, God damn it. Might actually be good. They don't help you lose weight, but they might actually be good. All right.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. This is... We show up to Montreal Expos camp and we just hook us up to one of these bad boys and let us rip.
I'm just doing that for the week. Like, all right, guys, we're going to shag some fly balls. I'm like, you guys are going without me. I'm getting close over here.
I'm about to cum my fucking socks off, bro.
Like, sir, please go. You do not get a deposit bet. Like, can I keep my jersey? No.
You sure can't. Oh yeah, I mean these people are athletes.
No, these are real specimens. I look like after the babe had like a towel over his head and like a robe on his shoulders, like they just pulled him out of the Atlantic. Like he rescued from the Titanic after a British workout.
Yeah, babe was drenched after this workout, so clearly he was doing something.
Yeah, he's like, that's my workout for the year. We'll see you boys. I'll see you in the rest of the 28 Yankees next year.
What a time.
A better time.
Much. The Babe Ruth entire workout routine is very funny.
Yeah, all like 40 seconds of it. They like loop some of it. They were like, can we get 45 seconds, babe? He's like, you'll get what you get.
The rest is your business.
Yeah, I got some chili dogs to crush before. We got to game it too, so.
Looping back then too, you had to like actually cut real and like double it. Like
No, I think you just right clicked and clicked loop. I think that's all it was.
Yeah, probably. Jesus Christ. Everyone's so fucking just dumb. Big old dumbos.
A better time.
Like me, the 0-3 kid. Oh boy. Celtics -7.5. We're getting back to what got us here.
Missing bets?
No. No. Going 2-1.
Okay. Yes, I'm seeing 7.5 for the line for the bet. I'll still take it into it. Celtics 8.5 and the over 221. It's plus okay. 250.
I smell a smooth 8-point win coming in Boston tonight.
I can't wait. 119 to 113 or something. I don't know. 109, 103. There we go.
It's Tatum's birthday. I know he's questionable.
You probably hit the town and is it Boston or where's the game at?
Boston.
Never mind. You can hit that town anytime.
Yeah, sure can. I think Smart is questionable too. And like our pal Marty Mush, who we're actually going to talk about immediately after I finish the sentence, says the Celtics are better when their players don't play.
Another Mushism.
Did you see his tweet from yesterday?
I wish I hadn't.
I don't even know what it means.
Like inside of Mush's, but you know, you go into like a doctor's office for kids and it's got like the really big thing. You just like chase the ball all around like the loops and the swirls and all like,
yeah.
That. That's what Mush's insides look like. He don't shit. He don't burp. He don't piss according to him. So it's just chaos in there.
Well, he's not the kid who goes one by one. He goes from the bottom and does all of them at once. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So that's so like, yeah, his poop will be sitting off to the side, and then the day he does poop, it all like a week's worth comes out.
It's all gonna be like he's gonna go to piss, and a burp's gonna come out. He's gonna burp, and piss is gonna come out, and then he's gonna shit urine. Like it's all bad. You got some wires crossed.
For people who didn't see it, do you think you have peed every single day of your life? The answer is no. Of course the answer is yes. It's just not a thing. You die when you don't pee.
Yeah, it's called renal failure.
Yeah.
Which, what do you say? It's like noon. He's like, I'm not going to pee today. I can't. Fast forward, Mush is on dialysis. We don't. No one knows right. why.
Right. Yeah, Hubs, he's trying to go the whole day without peeing. We're going to a spring training game in 80-degree weather. This is the end.
I'm not going to pee from now, 11, this is 11:16 a.m. until midnight. He's going to try to go roughly 13 hours. I'll say I want a camera on him because Mush is full of shit. So if he's going to do this, be about it. I need a camera on him at all times.
He is quite literally full of shit.
Yeah, full of everything. Full of piss and vinegar. Mostly vinegar.
What I love about Mush and his brain is this is it reminds me of Patrice O'Neill. Patrice O'Neill used to say, good and bad jokes started at the same place.
Right.
They both come from the same exact spot. You're just trying to say something funny. It's not always going to work.
Sometimes you take a wrong turn.
Yeah, but you can't kill that creative process by like you just that you like, all right, you can't tell jokes anymore. So that's like Mush. Like Mush's strange thoughts come from the same place, his very, very broken brain. So I try not to completely bash him when he says I don't pee every day. Because other good things come from that same spot.
I'll bash him. I got no problem.
I'll bash him good.
That's chaos.
And I think...
Am I the only person that doesn't blink? Unless you just blink. I don't blink. I've never blinked in my life. Unless you just blinked again. No. Let me throw some sand in your eye. I won't blink. I promise I won't.
And if he were here, he'd be talking to us like we were idiots. If we were like, no, you pee every day. He'd be like, you guys are fucking idiots.
Okay, somebody needs to like explain to him what he's like. Oh, that's pissing? I don't know what I thought. No, I do that 3 times a day. I get up in the middle of the night and do that. This is a mattress, just urine soap. He's like, I've been sweating like the Dickens. Stinks.
What's the longest, if you're just having a normal day, like normal beverage intake, like how long do you think you could go without peeing?
Like I saw it in the mid, somebody said a friend of theirs works crane setting up skyscrapers. He goes from approximately 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. without having to go down to pee. Totally doable. I feel like you get like one of those a month. Like one of those are just like, yeah, I'm busy, I'm out and about something. Like, I have to pee, but it's not where I need to stop what I'm doing.
Right.
You're talking about not doing it every single day? No, that's UTI. That's what that's called.
If you could remove peeing or pooping permanently from your life, you'd take peeing, right? Like, you'd take that one out.
Yeah, I remove peeing. I'd keep pooping.
Poop, it just doesn't... Like, peeing's a hassle.
Yeah.
Pooping, now that's the sport of kings.
It's routinely a pleasure. Peeing's only a pleasure when you have did one of those, like, boy, oh boy, I've been holding it for 4 hours, or I'm leaving the ball game. I had a couple beers, but I'm stuck in traffic. I can't really piss right now. Like, those are the pisses that feels good.
But even then, the buildup to it is not even worth
the
good feeling. It's absolutely, it really is.
I'm going to throw you off a 10-story building. You live, but you get $4,000 for it. Like, it's pretty good, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm just fine with not experiencing
that. Yeah, I'll not take the $4,000. Pooping's like just getting a steady, just finding like a $50 bill in every single pair of pants you put on. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, and very not as frequently as it like, oh no, I need to go right now. Right, this second.
Something usually went wrong then, yeah.
Yeah, and that's usually out of your control. Like if something you ate something bad that you didn't know, like it's not your fault, like or you're just like wildly sick. A tough pee can come at any moment. Like being on the like if you're on the subway in New York and it's like, all right, I don't have to pee when I leave the office. Like I could right now, but I'd be forcing it. There's no point.
Right.
I know it's like typically a 45-minute trip home. By then, like I'll have a beverage, like a water or something on my trek home. By the time I get home, I'll have to. It won't be an emergency. But then you get stuck in between stations because there was like a hobo fight or something. Now you've been on the train 2 hours. Now it's a fucking emergency. Like those used to happen frequently, and they were infuriating.
That's me on an airplane. Like I hate getting up to pee on airplanes for many reasons. So I try to time it like that's literally the last thing I do before I like walk onto the plane. I've usually had a few beverages. Yep. So I'm like, I timed this perfectly. Then I get there, sit like I've already factored in the time of the flight and it's like, all right, we are 19th in line here. We'll let you guys know we're moving. I'm like, oh boy. As soon as we get over Tennessee, I can feel one coming.
Yeah, this is completely fucked up my math.
Like, yeah, y'all should have told me this before. I would have planned accordingly.
So you got to be like me. You gotta be living in the bathroom on the flight.
Oh, I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Why? Because it's cramped?
I hate getting there. I hate like doing like the check to see if there's already a line of like four people. I'm a window guy, so I hate getting over people. It's just bad.
That's fair. I'm an aisle guy through and through, so that's not a concern of mine.
Yeah, see that? I'm strictly window. So if you're in a two-seater or like two per row, not as bad.
Right.
But you're in a three with like the husband and wife, she sleep on her shoulders. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I really didn't want to have to do this. But it wasn't me that got us caught on the tarmac.
Waking is waking someone up from airplane sleep. Like there's been a big to-do constantly on the internet about leaning your seat back. I think all that argument stinks to me. It feels like the boneless versus bone in wings. Like, shut up. Just shut up. But waking someone up on a flight, I don't know if there's a worse place to wake someone up.
Yeah. Because, like, you, especially the people, like, as soon as they were planning on sitting down and immediately going to sleep. It's like,
right.
I was planning on doing similar. And then we got stuck on the tarmac for 45 minutes, man. It threw my entire math off. I'm sorry.
And you never know if it's a person who's just like, they've taken drugs specifically to knock them out because they're cripplingly horrified of flying.
Right.
You wake up
screaming. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, I got a tinkle. My bad. That's more important than your what you got going on.
You got to watch them like unplug the headphones, tuck it in, scoot their feet over, lift their tray up, move their biscotti cookie. And it's like, I'm really sorry. Like, just know if I'm doing this, it's an emergency.
Right. It's so much more inconvenient than trying to shuffle past someone at the movie theater.
Yeah. Excuse me. That's in and out. Light work.
No, this is the like army crawl. Like, it's not easy. It's tough. Big Sky needs to start considering these things.
Please.
Minnesota at New Orleans under 247.5. That's a lot of fucking points.
That is a lot of points.
I understand these aren't like the most stout defensive units we've seen, but that's still a shit ton of points.
I can't wait till they have it at halftime. Within that, I'm banking on, I'm taking D'Angelo and Malik Beasley to combine for 51 plus.
Okay.
Again, if they're just going to shoot 23s a game between them and hit most of them, I think they can both hit 25 and 25, and then Malik Beasley will go to the line with 1 minute left and miss a free throw. It'll be great.
Probably. That's probably the most likely scenario here.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Philadelphia at the Lakers. I'm sure they thought that was going to be a good game.
Listen, I'm in there. Give me Philly on the road. Give me Lakers 12.5. And the over of 220. I feel like this is I feel like they're going to go out of their way to try to shut down Shake Milton. Will it work? Well, probably not because he's Shake Milton.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah, I feel like this would be like the Jeremy Lin thing. Like, he got y'all, he ain't gonna get us. They're like, they've got five people on Shake Milton. Norvell Pelt's got 86 points. They're like, well, we didn't let the Shake man kill us.
Yeah. Vogel's like, listen, I told you what to do. You guys did it. I can't fault you for that.
Yeah, no, that's on me. I'll wear that one.
I'm gonna take, and this is usually where I start to go astray. The Kings minus -5.
I looked at that one. I ultimately stayed away. You're a braver soul than I.
It's a lot of points for the Kings. Washington's bad, despite your love affair for their GM.
He resigns the day they lose.
He's like, I knew I was a soccer guy. I don't know.
Yeah, why. I'm out of here. I'm a dum-dum.
I feel like the Wizards had a close game. They just got. Yeah, they what was it? They played Utah close recently.
Yeah, I think they lost by 9 or so. That's close for the Wizards.
Yeah. And they played someone else decently close. I feel like they're just going to lose normal.
Oh, yeah, the Bucks. They had that overtime game against Milwaukee.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I feel like tonight's night they just get regular loss, like 7.
Yeah.
Beal has 26.
Yeah. King surgeon, man. I could see. Yeah.
They were until I picked them.
Yeah, no. Walton sets team plane on fire.
De'Aaron Fox, bird flu. It's like, oh, boy. That's like the flu du jour right now. And he's
you got the throwback shit?
Dead stock flu.
Man, with the StockX tag on.
He's like, yeah, I've been sitting on this. Like PJ Tucker thought he had the heat. My temperature is 106. You don't even know the heat.
He brought out 3 pairs of shoes last night to score no points.
Did he really wear 3?
Yes. They were nice shoes, too. One of them, like, I think he had a pair of Kobe 4s. It was a pair of older LeBrons, but they were, like, black denim. And then the Jordan 5s, I think, like the silver ones they just came out with not long ago.
Okay.
No points in 34 minutes.
His mind was elsewhere.
I get it. Shoes were tremendous.
Yeah, I don't hate it. That guy's out there for one reason and one reason only. And he's going to let you know about it.
Yeah, he's getting these fits up by any means.
Yeah, PJ Tucker is very sneakily become one of my favorite players. He's like, oh, he's just like, okay.
Yeah, but he's fine.
He's got such a specific job that as long as Harden's on the Rockets, I feel like he's got job security.
Oh, yeah. Well, Morey loves him. So he's
– right.
I don't know how long he'll have job security, but he'll land somewhere, and PJ will always have a place to rest his head and his J's.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, fuck it. I'm not going to be here for a long time. I'm going to spend all of my money on something that depreciates in value almost immediately, and I respect the hell out of it.
I'm playing a different pair of Fear Gods for each quarter.
I've twisted both ankles. These were not meant for that.
Will not stop me. I'm lacing up the neon green ones as we speak.
Yeah, I respect the hell out of it. And like, he is just like a really good rebounder for his size. He's a very stout defender. He's an okay 3-point shooter. Nothing to write home about. But like, he'll shoot them. That's all they care about.
That's all they need.
If he were timid out there, he'd be jobless.
Yeah, no, there's no place for that.
So, yeah, as always, shout out PJ Tucker.
And his very cool shoes.
Mm-hmm. I bet that guy pees daily.
Well, I can't wait till his kidneys just bust. This is completely unrelated. It was not related to me not peeing.
I feel like it would go the other, like they would shrivel up. They wouldn't even, they'd go the other way.
So that piss is going something. Like we find out, like, oh, wow, he really doesn't piss. He's really does have something wrong with him.
Or we found out Mush accidentally has become the first human to eat so perfectly he creates no waste.
The Mush diet just takes over the nation.
Yeah, it's like, no, his body doesn't have anything. Like, he eats such a pure, He takes in just the precise amount of liquid per day that his body absorbs it. And yeah, he never has to pee or poop.
The perfect human. Wouldn't that be something?
He's like, son of a rat. I knew I was doing
something. I knew. Yeah, I don't burp. I don't excrete at all.
Yeah, I can't wait. This summer one day he's going to be like, you guys sweat? And I'm just going to be like, end the show.
Never sweated. Not a day in my life. Never cried. I don't even have tears.
He might not have cried. That I wouldn't, like, I don't know if he has the emotional capacity to reach that end of the spectrum.
I feel like, yeah. Like, I feel like it's a thing. He's like, that's crying? I thought that was sweating.
Yeah, your eyes sweat. Good God, what an asshole. Well, he'll be back soon, so we can confront him about this directly. Yeah, or dead. So either way.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Or yeah, whichever side you're on, cross them.
Yeah, put something down on both sides and come out happy.
Red and black. Boom. yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
See ya.